morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV. Karen W., I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is the singer and founding member of the Marshall Tucker Band, Doug Gray. The Marshall Tucker Band will be headlining tomorrow night's Northwest Missouri Moon Festival in Maryville. Doug, thank you for joining me this morning. First question I've got for you. You've been playing and performing in the Marshall Tucker Band for about 50-some years now. What is it that keeps you going?
Well, I have to say that it has to be the people that keep you going, because they're the ones that help you. You know, they hold you up. They respect you, and then you have to understand that being so long, you step on that stage, you better be ready, because those people are waiting on hearing something good. You know, they expect a whole lot out of you. So that's the way we always did it anyway. And it's kind of just fun for us now. You know, it's like we sit around and do what we do during the day or the afternoon, sound check, or getting from A to B. And, you know, you go and people, the results that we've been getting are overwhelming. A lot of places are overselling, which is good for the company. And a lot of places, it's good for not Marshall Tucker Band, but it's also good for the agents and promoters that put us on, because they're not afraid to do the advertisement or talk about stuff. And, you know, we're just not a dated band. I mean, we had almost 20,000 people out there with the Doobies out in, Doobies played the night before us. But then 20,000 people was a holdover out in Redondo Beach in California. And that was just 2 days ago. Not that I'm bragging or patting ourselves on the back. It's just, we go out there to play music and to entertain people and let them know that they helped us to become around and stay around this long.
Yeah, some fans over the years, whether it's new ones or old ones, might be wondering and have probably even asked you on the road that, you know, it's been nearly a decade since the Marshall Tucker Band has had a release. So I guess I'll ask for them now. How come?
Well, we have the songs. We have more than enough songs. And picking the right one is good. But when we have 333 different albums or tapes or songs that we have, some people don't want us to release anything new because they like to remember us the way we were. And that's why a lot of people keep coming back. And then there's the group of people that love to hear new music from the live band that we have now. I mean, the original band was only together for 8 years, okay? So we cut like 8 or 9 records then. And then we released a whole bunch of different things, blues record, gospel record, everything that pertained to what we had in the band and what we felt like. But the rest of the band has been here except for one person almost 28 years. So we're not just out there to just fill a slot. We're out there to meet and maintain friends. And, you know, long after I'm gone, there'll be a Marshall Tucker singer out there. All three of my guys, four of the guys sing. But three of the mainstay guys that are up there with me, they all sing. And we share. And that's something a lot of people need to learn to do.
With so many songs from over the years, how do you pick which ones to play?
Wow, that's easy. I have the same set list at my left foot every night for 17 years now, okay? Same set list. We do not follow that set list. It's kind of like I was in it, and I have my guys, they print them up. You know, every year they print up like 3,000 of them to put for each person, and they know that we're not going to follow it, but it's just like a habit. But we don't follow a set list. We do the songs that people want to hear, Fire on the Mountains and Heard It in Love Songs and In My Own Way and stuff like that. And they know that we're going to do those songs, but we like to and Take the Highway. They like for us to extend the versions and turn it back into the jam band that Marshall Tucker Band was the first 5 years we were out there.
For people who maybe saw you 30 or 40 or however many years ago, what is it about this iteration of the band that makes 2023 unique?
Well, most of them are trained musicians, and being trained musicians is one thing, but then we have the rest of us that haven't really had the education in music, except for growing up with people and watching and enjoying people and having people like Carlos Santana come stand on the side of the stage and all of a sudden get the word that he'd like to come out and jam with us. That is what people expect. There's people out in Missouri that come up and they go, you know, I played with you a couple of years ago. Can you mind if I get up jam? And then they go send off for the guitar or play one of the guys' guitar existing. It's pretty amazing that we're able to do what we do, but it's because of the beauty of all the guys like, listen, you see us smiling, we're smiling only because we're having fun.
So you've been on tour since February of this year, and you've probably seen fans that you've seen since the 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. But you're also seeing those fans now have kids, and you're also seeing other young fans coming to see you for the first time at your shows throughout the year. So what's it like seeing that kind of multi-general fan base grow and attend?
Well, the most important thing is knowing why that those kids are out there. One girl told me one time, she was probably 15, 16 years old at a state fair, that we were playing. I said, what are you doing here? She said, well, my grandpa brought me, and he wanted me to see you guys, and now I know. But I've also had to sit in the back of the car on my way to school when I was young and sit in the car seat, and my mom never would turn the songs off, and they were yours. So I wanted to come and see for myself exactly what they did, what they believed in. So she heard music, she listened to it, and her grandpa had pictures of me and him on the mantle that he showed every year at Christmas. And, you know, these people, I guess we've created families and helped families and been named, horses have been named after Marshall Tucker or Marshall. And, you know, that's a real blessing in disguise.
Why do you think your music still speaks to people in the 21st century?
I think the reality is starting to set in to people that there's something to Southern rock and roll, and I'll call it that. Southern rock and roll is something that us and the Allman Brothers did and all those other bands from the South, and Skinner, of course. We all came out and we all played authentic music that you could understand and relate to. And people come to us and say, I got married to this song. And that's because the lyrics had content and they meant something. And now I know why they come back. They want to join the family and they can definitely be a part of it.
When you look at other bands, other contemporary self-proclaimed Southern rock musicians like Little Big Town, where do you see yourself in that mix with them?
Well, you know, I a lot of people don't like me to say this, but I don't look at us as a band, a Taylor Swift type situation, you know, or Zach Brown. My nephew's in Zach Brown, okay? Clay Cook. They're going to be around for a long time because they contribute a lot to each other and to the community, right, of a lot of towns. And there's A, and then there's B, and then there's C. And I feel like we fit into the C because, you know, I'm booking into next year. So if you're booking that far in advance, that means that somebody wants you, they've heard you, and they want you to come back. And they know that they'll sell tickets or give away tickets or a private show. There's not any doubt about our performance level. I figure it's as a C instead of competing with an A and a B. Never believed in competing anyway. I was a sergeant in Vietnam, but I never believed in competing because once you start competing, you start creating animosity, and animosity turns tail.
So you've been performing well over 30 years. We've established that a bunch of times this morning. What is it that energizes you every night before you step out on stage? And what energizes you, you know, like it's the first time out in front of a raucous crowd?
Yeah, having conversations with most of the people and the crews that are there that have aged with us or either not aged, the new guys that just signed on, and, you know, you're talking about, it's the stories my uncle told me about you guys. Y'all are nice and shared the moonshine. Well, first of all, I don't have any of that anymore around me. But, you know, and all the other things we can't talk about, and we shared all that stuff with everybody. We never would. And as of 2 weeks ago, somebody come on and said, "Man, I heard so much about you guys. I'd like to do that." Well, guess what? That was after the show. And so before the show, you didn't see these people. But after the show, they said, "Oh, man, you guys are as good as I was told." And I went, "Thank you very much," and let them talk to the rest of the guys in the band. And I walk away because, you know, I've had my share of it. What turns me on more than anything is walking up and watching the guys get ready to go out there and just have some fun, turn all the amps on, and do the sound check at 4:30 in the afternoon or 4 o'clock. And then we walk up, the lights go out, and then I go out there with the rest of the guys, and once the lights come back up and we start, that's what makes me, that turns my clock, okay?
So I have to ask, you know, there's musicians like Cher who've hung it up and others, and is there something a country and rock in general is when it comes to touring? I mean, you mentioned Lynyrd Skynyrd before. They're still touring despite their age and issues. ZZ Top is still touring despite their age and issues. Willie Nelson is still touring despite his age and issues. And, you know, some of those are even musicians are older than you. So is there something to musicians in this genre where you guys just keep wanting to tour as long as you can?
Well, I mean, during the COVID breakdown when everybody went crazy, I live down here in Myrtle Beach, all right, and still have my home up in Spartanburg, but South Carolina. But what makes it makes you realize no matter how old you are that you were bored to death, okay? You had no reason. You didn't know what was going to happen to the rest of the world, and it changed everybody. Now people are finally opening up and saying, "Man, I'm going out. This is nice. I'm over that stuff. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going back to living my life the way that I lived before." I spent 9 months on that beach out there, and I'm going to tell you something. The beach is nice. I invite everybody to come down here. I'll take you and buy you a beer, okay? But that was the most boring time of my entire life. My girlfriend said, "You need to go on the road." And that is exactly what I needed, is to get out there, start feeling good. Start feeling good about yourself, first of all, and realizing that, this whole world's been around a long time, and I don't think it's going to be taken away pretty soon.
So turning to the Northwest Missouri Moon Festival now, what is it that people can expect from the Marshall Tucker Band when you guys take the stage tomorrow night?
Well, I hope that all the other bands and all these other bands that are there, I don't know how many's on that particular show, but, you know, sometimes they put four or five bands on and gives the opportunity for the local guys to get to play too on stage that we play on, okay? So I think that's a plus in itself. It's not called a warm-up band anymore because those guys are playing their ass off, okay? But it's going to be what everybody wants us to be. It's going to bring back memories. It's going to give new ones. Plus, they're going to be out there with people that have the same reasoning to be there is to go have a good time.
All right, Doug, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is Doug Gray, the singer and founding member of the Marshall Tucker Band. They are headlining the Northwest Missouri Moon Festival tomorrow night here in Maryville. Tickets are still available at northwestmissourimoonfestival.com. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW.